Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I know when I think of a dairy farmer, boy, the farmer in the dell comes right back into my mind. And I'm wondering if that's what comes to your mind, or whether you're picturing an old guy sitting on a stool milking a cow, or are you envisioning a whole row of cows hooked up to massive milking machines with no one in sight. Well, it's time for you to meet a real dairy farmer. We're so excited to have Amy Richardson with us. She is a female dairy farmer. It's so cool. I can just imagine you, Amy, sitting on a stool, milking your cow in the wee hours of the morning in those freezing cold mornings of Vermont. Gad, hats off to you. How are you?
Good morning, Ellen. I'm great. Thanks for having me today. So yes, we do milk the cows year round, and sometimes it's really cold in the mornings and evenings here in Vermont. As it turns out, I have another family member who does those early morning hour milkings, and I'm responsible for the evening chore time. And I'm not an old guy, but I do have crazy hair. I don't sit on a milking stool because I'm kind of short. So I tend to bend down.
Wow.
But yeah, that's one of the main aspects of life on a dairy farm is milking the cows every day. They don't take summer vacation, and they don't take Christmas vacation. So have to be working on that.
You are dedicated indeed. Now, so you really actually hands-on milk the cows. How many do you milk a day?
That's right. It is a very hands-on process, although we do, in fact, use machines. So you do the preparation of the cow's udder, cleaning off and stimulating the milk let down by hand, and then you attach a machine to her. Right now we're milking 60 cows every day,
wow,
morning and afternoon. And actually, our farm is even a little bit small by the standards of Vermont farms these days.
Wow, so 60 cows. Give us an idea about how much milk does that translate into?
Well, each cow gives an average of between 50 and 60 pounds in a 24-hour period. And let's see, I think you have to divide that by 8 in order to get the number of
cows. Wow, so you're feeding a lot of kids.
So, yeah, that's right. Around 7 gallons or so per cow per day.
Wow. That is amazing to me. I never quantified that. That's just when is a cow ready to be milked, and how long are they able to be milked? You know,
yeah,
what is their lifespan?
Cow begins her life as a milking animal after she has her first calf, and as a mammal, she produces milk. So that's generally right around 2 years old. The pregnancy is 9 months, like a human. And then after they begin lactating, the span of the average lactation lasts about 305 days out of a 365-day year. And then the cow is given a rest period where we don't milk her for a span of about almost 2 months. Let her take a break and live the easy life and not have to be keeping up with the challenges of milk production until she will, in fact, have another calf and the cycle begins over again for her. The cows in our operation are able to live here as long as they're healthy and producing well. You might say our operation is small enough that we can let them live out their lives several years. I mean, not up to 20, but often to 10. But it varies on a case-by-case basis, depending on how healthy they stay. And you have, we're in a business here, so you have to make some business decisions about their production levels and how healthy they've been.
Yeah. So, Amy, toddlers have two theories running, which is if to get chocolate milk, you have to milk a brown cow, or you have to feed chocolate to a white cow. So that's a running joke. But joking aside, I think we all always wonder, does it make a difference what you feed the cows on, not just the quality of the milk, but the taste of the milk?
Yes, in general, it would make a difference. And the main thing that we notice in our operation is that there's some difference in the taste of the milk when the cows begin their grazing season. So here in Vermont, our dairy cows graze from roughly middle of May through the middle of October. And so in the beginning of that cycle, the milk does take on a slightly different taste. But in general, the good thing about cows compared to toddlers, I would say, is that they're not picky eaters in general, and they like to eat the same thing all the time. So, you know, we don't see a wide swinging variation with tastes of the milk because they generally are eating the same foods all the time, which would be, you know, grass, grain, water, minerals, and then in the off season when they're not grazing, they're eating hay that we made from the same grass.
So can you impact the nutrient content of the milk by varying the diet of the cow, or is it basically the same kind of vitamins and minerals you'll get in the milk?
I think in general they would be pretty constant. We do keep a close watch on the nutritional value of the hay we're making, especially. So we work very closely with a nutritionist and take samples of the hay, the forage that we make, and then have that analyzed for the nutritional profile. And in that way, we can adjust the cow's diet a little bit to keep it, as well balanced as we can. And one of the main components in their diet that they need to keep their interesting digestive system healthy and working well is in fact high quality fiber that you would get from the grass or the hay.
Now, am I imagining things? Are most dairy farms in the northern portion of America, not in where it's hot? Is there a reason for that, or am I imagining it?
I guess I'm not quite clear on your question, but where we live, you know, it gets hot-ish. It's been 90 plus in recent days and pretty high humidity. There are certainly dairy farms all up and down the East Coast, you know, in the much hotter southern states, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and so they probably have a different infrastructure than we would on our farm, you know. Dairy farms in warmer climates often use like sprinkler systems outside for keeping cows cool, lots of fans in buildings, buildings that are probably much more open to the elements than what we can use here in Vermont, because we do have some seasons that are much more extreme and really require more closed-in buildings. So, yeah, I think dairy farms are everywhere.
So, Amy, we know your milk, some of your milk, or maybe all of your milk, goes to Cabot to make some of that delicious cheese. Is that milk that goes to make cheese the same milk as we could drink, or is there a little bit of difference there?
I know. Isn't Cabot cheese the best? I'm totally hooked on that. My whole family is, of course. So, yeah, that's an interesting question. In general, all milk is the same product. It doesn't unfortunately ever come out chocolate, but it doesn't really matter what color the cows are. You know, milk is milk. It's coming from that one species. So the main thing that that we on our farm and other farmers focus on is keeping the cows healthy and our equipment clean. So those two practices in turn result in very high quality milk.
Definitely. And that's the milk that makes Cabot Creamery. Go to CabotCreamery.com and check out all their variety of cheese. You'll be having some of the milk that came from Amy's farm. Thank you so much for being with us, Amy. Remember, everybody, to find us always on RadioMD.com. Stay well.